No, we, you know, I mean, we just, we, the Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were.
Say that one more time, please. One more time. Boom! One more time. Boom!
Welcome to the Bear Essentials. On today's show, we break down the week 2 matchup against the Texans and much more. What's good, Prez?
Man, what's good is it's Sunday. Yes, Sunday. And listen, we got bailed out by this game being at 7 because it allowed us time to get in here and knock out this show because my boy A-Dub is down in Champaign covering the Illini game yesterday. I'm in Houston right now, so you just been zigzagging all over the damn world.
Hey, but salute to my man Prez, big time Prez down in Houston. I see you, bro.
Hey, man, I'm trying. I'm trying to do the Lord's work around here, A-Dub. I'm trying.
Well, you're doing damn good, brother.
I appreciate you, my man. I appreciate you, man. And, hey, good work with you over there with the Illini 3-0. I know audience, listen, y'all, like, probably like, man, why they always talking about these other teams? You know what? Because we do more than cover the Bears. So, you know, sometimes we want to talk our shit. But, hey, good work to you on that Illini side, baby.
Hey, appreciate that, man. But you know how we do it, bro. We kill this together, man.
Sir. Yes, sir. All right, so audience, what you guys tuned in for? Week 2 preview show. And right now, our Chicago Bears are 1-0, and we get a taste of some primetime football, A-Dub. And you know what I used to always say on this show about the Bears in primetime? Because I ain't gonna lie to you, still a little worried about that shit, because I hate when we go to primetime, because we just basically look like a shit show on primetime TV. But now, Texans, Houston, CJ Stroud, you guys already know the deal. But I think the biggest question I think that I have and a lot of Bears fans probably have is, man, how is this offense, right, going to look in this matchup, right, A-Dub? I think that's a fair fucking question.
Rightfully so. I mean, we saw what the first game looked like, right? So it wasn't anything going offensively, and the defense had to carry the team. So this is a big concern to have coming to game 2.
And special teams.
Can't forget about special teams. Exactly, bro. We cannot. Special teams held it down for us, you know. But to your point, though, man, the offense definitely got to show us something.
No, it definitely does. Now, before we get into the matchup itself and the details of that, Ryan Bates, A-Dub, was put on IR. And you know from last week's show, we were definitely very, very disappointed with the interior of the line, Coleman Shelton and Mr. Nate Davis. But now, guess what? With Ryan Bates on the shelf for 4 weeks, we got to depend on these two now.
That's even more concerning for me and probably for other Bears fans out there as well, because you're like, hey, the offensive line didn't look good the first game. Now you got injuries, you know, what's next?
Now, the Ryan Bates situation, A-Dub, that's one, again, 11. That's one really that concerns me. And like I said on this previous show, I was concerned really with the offensive line that was put together leading into the season with having your quote-unquote potential franchise quarterback in tow. So this situation here, you know the Texans did extensive film work, saw a lot of the issues that we had there week 1, A-Dub. And, you know, and it's just one of those things now that I really hope that Nate Davis is really, really ready for war, because ain't no more ramping up, baby. It's here. It's time. You got to be ready to punch back.
So now Nate Davis is really all yours. You're going to be the guy that's going to get all those reps. So you got to hold your own ground, man. It's go time.
All right, it definitely is. Now, other injuries. Now, a lot of us been wondering all week, what's going to happen to wide receiver? Because we're talking about the offense, A-Dub. Caleb Williams has two weapons, so it's been up in the air on their availability. Now, Keenan Allen has not practiced all week with the heel injury that he reactivated. Now, my brother Rome, saying that he sprained the MCL, but he practiced on a limited basis on Friday, which has put him at a questionable designation along with Keenan Allen. So my thing is here, A-Dub, there's a potential. There's a chance that Caleb will have those two weapons. And if he has those two guys available tonight, that will go a long way to this Bears offense, showing you some of that true potential that we all think that they have.
I'm still a little concerned, you know. Is Rome ready, you know? And that's the one thing you think about young players, you know, coming to the league and had an injury. But can he go out there and perform after missing so much practice?
We shall see. Again, he's a young player, but Roma's also built a little bit different. I mean, that's a guy right there that is mature beyond his years.
Yeah.
He's built differently. So I think as long as he's healthy, I don't worry about his mindset. He's probably one of the most sharpest rookies in this league. So I think we'll be fine there. Obviously, I mentioned Ryan Bates is out. Kari Blassie game is out for this game as well. And then DeMarcus Walker is also questionable. What a foot injury, Doug.
With DeMarcus Walker being questionable, Perez, for the game, man, that's tough, bro, because I hope he's able to play, of course, and we know how good he was in game one. So he's a guy, man, that's been going out there showing us some early in the season.
Yeah, and to your point, A-Dub, I think you're right. He may be good. He did practice in full on Friday. So whenever I see stuff like that, I'm encouraged. So, I mean, we'll definitely see what ends up happening out here later tonight. On the Texas side of the house, A-Dub, running back Damian Pierce, hamstring and offensive tackle Drew Scruggs growing. They're both questionable. And then MJ Stewart is out with a knee injury. So, again, both teams are coming in with some injury questions. But, you know, it looks on the Bears' side, we may be in a decent shape if we can get those stud receivers back in the lineup.
That's what we're looking forward to. If we have that core out there.
So, Adel, let's get into the matchup itself. So, obviously, I talked earlier about this Texans team, C.J. Stroud and Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins in the gang. And we kind of heard from our Bears defenders, Tyree Stevenson and Jalen Johnson. They were talking some shit about Houston. And we let them know, hey, y'all want to pay some tolls to try to come through our defense. So I'm liking the chip that this Bears defense is showing out here, man. They're definitely talking their talk.
Dating back to last season, they've been playing extremely well, especially in that secondary. And we saw what they were able to do, you know, in game one. So they riding high, man, and they see something special with their group between Jalen Johnson, Tyree Stevenson, and Kyler Gordon.
Now, we talk so much about the quarterback situation, right? We know what Ryan Poles did as far as the draft was concerned when C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young were available, right? He made the decision at that time to trade down. We acquired D.J. Moore. You guys know the rest there. However, that opened up the opportunity for the Texans to get C.J. Stroud at number two, and he was NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. Guy had a phenomenal rookie season there and guided the Texans to the playoffs. So my thing is, you have this Texans team with a really good young coach, D'Amico Ryans, as I mentioned on the last show, with a quarterback that threw for over 4,000 yards. The Bears, we have never had a 4,000-yard passer. We don't know what that even is like. And this kid did that as a fucking rookie in this league. And also, too, I think he even played in the Pro Bowl last year. So he had a really great year. And I've told so many people, I thought C.J. Stroud was a decent quarterback in college, but I didn't see this coming. I totally had him wrong. This kid has shown that he's an accurate passer and he's a leader. As a rookie in this league, A-Dub, I thought he did a phenomenal job of taking control of that team and that offense and putting it on his back.
And C.J. Stroud showed a lot, man. And to be able to do what he did as a rookie, Perez, speaks volume. And to your point, you know, you didn't see that coming, man. And to do that with just Tank Dell, really, you know, and now they got Stephon Diggs to go to that core now, it's going to be amazing to be able to do down the road. But at the end of the day, what he done as a rookie, man.
Well, last season, he also had Nico Collins, as I mentioned earlier, in the mix and with Robert Woods. But adding a guy like Stephon Diggs to that mix, I mean, and also you bringing in a Joe Mixon to that running back room.
Woo!
After he had a really, really solid career with the Bengals and just being another dynamic weapon that you're adding to this already potent offense.
Yeah.
That's the thing when you look at this matchup. This Texans team, they improved significantly. And I don't care what anybody says about Stephon Diggs and he's a prima donna and this and that. Hey, that dude can ball.
And he takes them to another level, bro. So it's like, hey, you got him. And you talked about Joe Mixon as well. Man, C.J. Stroud got a lot of weapons around him, man. So he's in great shape.
And then you mentioned Tank Dell. I mean, man, I'm so glad that he was able to recover from getting shot in the offseason.
Yeah.
And he also was coming back from an injury that he suffered. I mean, but he was having a really promising rookie season too, because it was a while there. I was looking at them numbers from Tank Dell. I was like, man, this kid is tearing it up. Him and C.J. Stroud, they have really good chemistry. So that's another matchup. And when we get into the matchup piece, that's going to be a matchup right there with the Bears in tonight's game that I'm really going to be focusing on. Tank Dell versus Kyler Gordon. Who wins that one?
Man, that's a nice matchup right there, Perez, and a fun one to watch as well.
Ada, thoughts on how the Bears can neutralize this Texans offense?
The Texan offense, as we saw in game one, bro, is balanced. They can throw the football. They can run the football, right? So I think really how to try to neutralize this team, really, Perez, you just got to go ahead and say, look, man, where are they most effective at? And the one thing they're most effective at, I thought now this season, just since game one, is running the football. So in my case here, Perez, hey, look, they're going to throw the football, man. Look, you got to live with something. You got to stop the run because the thing is, you don't want these guys having the football all game long, man. So stop that run. Hey, they got to try to beat you in the air. Let your ace go against their aces, you know, and just see how the chip's going to fall. So from that standpoint, stop the run.
So I do think that's a good point there, Ada, because when I was rewatching that game last week that the Texans played against the Colts, I noticed they dominated the time of possession.
Yep.
And the Colts barely had the ball. And I think, to your point, if we can make the Texans one-dimensional, easier said than done, but if we can do that,
right,
it'll help our offense because our offense showed last week that they couldn't keep the ball, right? We had no time of possession, right? So my biggest thing is if we could do that defensively, it does help Caleb in that offense.
Yeah, and the other thing, Perez, this is Caleb's second game. This is, again, no offense or excuses for him, but if he's on a sideline too long, bro, that's not a good thing for your quarterback, right? It's like, hey, man, we already had a rookie first game, you know? We don't want that duplicated again.
And another point when you brought about the running game, Joe Mixon went crazy last week. Shit, he ran for almost a buck 60. I know he had a touchdown. So that went a long way into that time of possession that I talked about. So, again, not only is Joe Mixon dangerous running the football, but he could be a threat out of the backfield as a receiver as well. And that is another key matchup for our linebackers as they face that threat of a Joe Mixon coming out of the backfield.
Edmonds and T.J. Edwards got their work cut off for them, bro, because they're going to be tasked with that. Hey, you got to slow down Joe Mixon.
Now, you said the running game. I think personally for me, yes, that's true. But I still think that it starts and stops with C.J. Stroud. I mean, you got to think about it with this kid. They got an elite passing offense with all the weapons that you and I just spoke about earlier. So, of course, you need to stop the run. But beyond that, I want us to get some fucking pressure on C.J. Stroud. Because if he's just able to just stand in the pocket, which he has done a lot in his career so far.
Right.
And if you give him time and allow those receivers to get open, bro, he's going to pick you apart. And that's what's going to happen to the Bears if we just sit back and just allow this guy to have that type of time in the pocket. Because this is the thing with C.J. Stroud. It's the thing that I noticed about him at Ohio State and it's what I've seen about him in college so far. He's a statue in the pocket. He's just going to stand there. He's going to just look. He's going to look. But again, he gets sacked a lot. So if we could get pressure, if we could blitz, if we could collapse that pocket, that bodes well for us because he will take a sack.
You calling Montez Sweat to the altar right now.
Oh, yeah. Come to the front of this congregation, sir.
Exactly. So that means he's going up against Howard. Howard did not have a good game in game one. Now, I'm not sure how effective the guy going to be against Montez Sweat. But if it's going to be mano a mano, Montez Sweat got to definitely take full advantage of the opportunity, bro. And if he can get home on C.J. Stroud, bro, that opens up a lot. We can probably see some good things out of Darrell Taylor again and others, you know. But Montez Sweat definitely going to have to be impactful to do that. And you're right. We're going to get pressure, bro. It starts with him.
My point about that is, even if it doesn't just come from Montez Sweat, whether it's the blitz, whether they start coming in with the linebackers, you even get Kyler Gordon in the mix, we just need to get some pressure on this guy. Now, because the one thing about the Texans, their offensive line is unproven. Outside of Laremy Tunsil and Shaq Mason, and that's the thing, that Laremy Tunsil versus Montez Sweat, that's going to be a fucking war all night. And I can't wait. And that's the stuff that I love. I love those battles in the trenches. Iron versus, you know what I'm saying, iron sharp as iron, as I always like to say. That's a matchup there. I'm going to be very curious to see if somebody else, as you mentioned, Darrell Taylor potentially, or even Javon Dexter, who can step up if – Montez Sweat is neutralized. If the Texans decide we're going to game plan against Sweat and we're going to basically live with the fact that one of you other guys beating us.
Because they already know how dangerous that Montez Sweat can be. Everyone knows that, right? So we're looking at others. Who's going to step up, man? Can we get that same type of production that we got in game one?
My last point when it comes to ways to neutralize this Texans team, I think really just comes to what we saw last week, what the Bears defense did to Tennessee. We have to take advantage of takeaway opportunities. And if an opportunity presents itself, you got to take advantage of it. Because we know that there was a lot of times with this Bears defense last year where, let's just be honest, they were really taking it to teams, right? Now, we know as tough as the Chicago Bears defense finished the season, we also know that there was times in the beginning part of the season that Bears defense had opportunities and they weren't opportunistic, right? Whether there's dropping picks or, you know, not converting on those type of opportunities. That is the thing right there with this Bears team this season. So far, small sample size, only one game. However, I think that if we can continue with that formula that they had for week one, I think it'll take us a long way. Because to what I said earlier, if we can get pressure on C.J. Stroud, sack, force fumble, maybe even force him to make a bad throw. I mean, he doesn't throw a lot of picks. But, hey, when a quarterback's under duress, you never know.
The Bears got some takeaways in game one. However, they could have had more because we did see Jalen Johnson drop one. So my point with that piece of it saying, hey, where you were leading to, we can't miss those opportunities. We got to take full advantage of it.
And let's just think about this. Last week I mentioned in the game how Jalen Johnson got beat on a deep throw. But you know what he didn't do on that play? He didn't give up. He got back into play, he recovered, and he made a play. Those are the type of opportunities that I want to see from our defense. Tyree Stevenson, making sure that you're not squandering positioning. Right on that play where he made the pick six, he was in a great position. He knew what he needed to do. Those are the things we need to continue to keep seeing from this defense. Because like I said, that week one performance was fantastic. And my thing is, hey, we're not going to ask for that every week from the defense. That would be great. But we just want them to, if an opportunity is there, to seize it.
They know it's going to go a long way for their quarterback in playing complimentary football. So we're definitely going to need it.
Just got to capitalize on any misstep, right? Because like I said, this is a team with the Texans. Hey, CJ Stroud's not going to throw a lot of picks. So if something presents itself, again, we can't be dropping picks because those opportunities may be few and far between.
You got to make them pay, man. Make CJ pay for any bad mistake he makes.
Now, on the defensive side for the Texans, they got Will Anderson. Finished last season with 7 sacks. Hey, that brother, he can ball. He can ball. And now when you look at this Bears offensive line, where at least I said last week, they didn't give up a ton of sacks, but the pressure was on Caleb and the interior of the line was not good. So when you look at this Texans team, when I bring up a guy like Will Anderson, that's a matchup right there. Him going up against Braxton Jones or Darnell Wright, those are things and battles that we really are going to be paying attention to tonight.
Chris, Will Anderson Jr., Danielle Hunter, both of them are handful anyhow, right? But I am looking forward to seeing if Will Anderson Jr. get a chance to match up against Braxton Jones. I want to see what that's about. As you and I talked about before, Braxton Jones told me he was good, Perez. He said he was good last year, you know? So, hey, new year, of course. But, man, you got your hands full with this kid here. You got a battle, bro. So we're really going to need Braxton Jones to really, man, play his A game.
Yeah, whoever it ends up being. I mean, it probably will end up being a lot of Braxton Jones on him. Luckily for us, the Texans, their advantage is there on the edges and not on the interior of the line where Coleman Shelton and Nate Davis got freaking crushed last week by Tavondre Sweat and Jeffrey Simmons. I hope that our tackles are up for the task because it's gonna be a very important matchup. It will be a very – and also, too, Danielle Hunter. So that's going to be somebody that Darnell Wright's going to have to contend with. So, again, like I said, that's going to be key matchups, and our tackles need to be ready for the task.
Those two, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. versus Darnell Wright and Braxton Jones. Looking forward to that, bro.
And then when you look at the defense of back situation for the Texans, Derek Stingley Jr., hey, this kid right here, third-year pro, but he's shown that he's got potential. He's got shown that he has promise in his league. And that's going to be another matchup, whether it's him on DJ Moore or whether it's him on Rome. It's going to be really cool to see kind of those guys going up against each other. Stingley had 5 picks last year. So he's shown you a guy that can be a playmaker for this Texans defense.
Yeah, I saw the coach ate him up a little bit, but I'm quite sure he want to bounce back. So seeing him go against DJ Moore, whoever, right? Keenan, it's going to be a good matchup for him too.
Any given Sunday, right? You know, He was targeted a lot last week, and the Colts did kind of take him to the shed a little bit. However, though, with our Bears offense, my thing is we can't go in and looking and thinking about, well, week one, this is what happened to him.
Right.
We got to go in there and just play our game. But I will say I'm encouraged when I did see some of those things on film of, okay, now this guy is a playmaker. However, the Colts kind of gave you a little bit of a blueprint of how to beat the guy. But then also think about Kamari Lassiter. Now, this is another guy that forms with him, and this is a guy that pretty much helps them have a really solid 1-2 punch.
We saw in game one, right? The Bears did struggle. I mean, Caleb made some tough throws out there, bro, some bad ones. And if he's making any mistakes against these guys, bro, they're going to pick him off, man. So he can't go in there making bad throws, you know, against this team here.
I think to the point that you made about Stingley Jr. And pretty much how the Colts were able to exploit him, I think that Caleb could have a decent game against them tonight if the Bears can keep a clean pocket for him. Like, that's going to be super, super important for Caleb to have a clean pocket and a clean one to throw from. Another thing, one of the things we didn't do last week is we didn't establish the run game. Well, if you could do that tonight against the Texans, that takes the pressure off of Caleb. And then you can set up the play action because there's no reason to be running play action when you show that you can't run the fucking ball or you haven't committed to running the ball. It's like, what's the point of running play action? Nobody's going to respect that. So my thing is for this Bears team, these are easy, easy things. I know that the organization knows what to do. I know that these coaches and stuff that get paid to do this stuff, I know that they know, hey, we need to set up the run and this and that. But sometimes these game plans, they get away from them so quick. And I think that the Bears tonight, they have to stay true to the game plan. They have to.
They've done a good job at stopping Jonathan Taylor. Now, I'm not saying, you know, Swift and Jonathan Taylor are in the same stratosphere or anything like that, but it just shows you that, hey, they show an ability to stop the run. But again, it was just one game, you know, so if we can't run the football well, Perez, that'll be great, you know, and they'll be a good sign for our offensive line if they're able to, you know, get some good blocks, et cetera, and we see Swift do some good things. But to your point, the Bears aren't going to stop running the football, you know. They're still going to do that, but if we can get some good runs, you know, like we saw with Swift getting some good runs late in the game, that'll be dope for the Bears. So we want to keep that good balance going.
And again, there's nowhere to go but up, as you mentioned last week on the show. Hey, man, listen, brother. Caleb Williams, he took a lot of criticism, rightfully so in some cases, but you remember what I said on the show last week, A-Dub? I had a ball game, and I saw a lot of good out of Caleb. I know that it didn't result in points, but I was encouraged by what I saw from him in week one, right?
Me too.
And I think that with another week of practice and them really having a specific script of how they want to operate things, I think you're going to see a different approach. Now, one thing that I was concerned about from last week's game, and I didn't talk about it on the last show, but Cole Kmet, his role is definitely different this season than it was last season. Yeah. Last season, he was the unquestioned number one. He was getting the targets. He was getting the snaps. Well, week one, it was almost damn near like he was in the timeshare.
Right.
You know, and so my whole thing is that cuts into his role. So my thing is that's something to kind of take a look at when you got a guy like Gerald Everett who's coming in here who's getting a lot of snaps himself.
I mean, Cole Kmet, man, showed us a lot that we talked a lot about on this show last season. And he was a big factor, you know, in the passing game. So, you know, I will hope that the Bears can target him more, you know, even in this game, because, you know, we know that Rome is banged up, Keenan a little banged up, bro. So, hey, who's healthy? You know, DJ Moore, of course, and then Cole Kmet. So you got a couple guys that you can utilize, man, and I hope the Bears can take full advantage of that.
And to the point you made earlier about the Texans' defense giving up big plays, that's why I'm really hoping that Rome and Keenan are going to be back in that lineup. It gives the Bears an opportunity, A-Dub, to take advantage of any sort of weaknesses with that secondary, as you mentioned earlier, when it came to a Stingley, right? So my thing is the opportunity could be there for the Bears, and that defense will definitely, definitely love if the offense can help it out a little bit tonight.
And it's just football, right? If your defense is out there too long, man, you know, sometimes it breaks, right? And you just gonna need the offense to try to do something, because I don't think it's a game where, you know, you can expect so much out of the defense. I mean, the defense, in my opinion, is gonna do their job, you know, for the most part, but you can't leave them hanging in this game here, bro. They're going against an offense that's pretty explosive.
I think our main advantage in this game and would give us a chance to beat the Texans is special teams. And I want to give a shout-out to Richard Hightower. I don't think that he gets enough recognition, doesn't get enough credit. The job of his unit last week was phenomenal, and I thought that they were really solid over the preseason as well. But DeAndre Carter, You highlighted him on the last episode. It's going to be key now that he's going to be the guy that's returning both punt and kickoffs. So I think that the Velus Jones experiment at kickoff went and over with. You know, I'm not here. I'm not going to shit on you, Velus. Like, Hey, if you give us something in the run game, all good there. The reason why I'm saying that, A-Dub, is that Carter, he gave this team new life last week. He had that big-time return. That team really responded from that and the other special teams play that we talked about with Hardy getting the block and Jonathan Owens running it in.
And we saw it, like you just talked about, with Carter, man. And I'm just happy for him, man, because we know we've been struggling in those areas. And now let's see that we got somebody that can hold it down. I understand just game one that happened, but if he could do that again game two and get some consistency out of that, bro, that is a game changer for the Chicago Bears.
And let's just say if the offense does struggle again, well, you have a guy like Torrey Taylor that can bail you out, because that's what he did last week, where Torrey Taylor flipped the damn – he flipped the field. And that's important.
That's giving your defense a chance. We need to kick the football like that, bro. So I'm like, man, Torrey Taylor, man, is a guy that I'm going to continue to root for. I like what he's bringing to the table, man. That is special.
Man, winning the field position battle was so important, especially when you have a rookie quarterback and an offense that's still developing, right? So I think when you put all these things together, the Bears do have a chance here. But it has to all come together in the manner in which we talk about it, right? We know that there's no perfect storm for these type of things, but I think if they can do these things consistently, I think they'll be good.
And all I'm looking for, Perez, is complimentary football. If they can continue to do that, man, you know, it's not going to always look pretty like you talked about, but getting the job done that way, that's good enough. You know, it may be enough to escape this challenge.
All right, A-Dub, score prediction time. Bears versus Texans. What say you?
28-24, your Chicago Bears get the W. To start the season off 2-0, baby.
Okay. All right, A-Dub. Shoot, A-Dub, you coming in hot with that one. All right, I see you. Now, the Bears are coming into this game as 6.5-point road underdogs, according to DraftKings. I do not share A-Dub's enthusiasm, but I hope that the Bears get this W tonight. I have the Texans winning 27, Bears 16. When you look at this matchup on paper, while I do think that that Texans secondary, there is some room there to exploit, like A-Dub mentioned, with the corner situation and the safeties. However, until I see it from Caleb Williams and his offense, I can't buy into it yet. As good as our defense and special teams is, I just don't know if we're going to be able to withstand, especially what happens if we get into a situation where the defense maybe has one or two drives where they allow C.J. Stroud and their offense to get going, right?
Right.
Is our offense going to be in a position where they'll be able to compete and be able to get involved in any sort of shootout scenario? I don't know. So until I know that for sure, I got the Bears losing week two.
I'm not mad at you on that note, because you're right. They got to earn it. So I definitely understand, you know. So Caleb Williams is going to have to go out there along with that offense and show the Chicago fans something. So that's what it's going to take, man. He can't come in like game one. If it's anything like game one, bro, 16 points, that's maybe all we get.
We'll definitely see. Well, A-Dub, man, until then, let's enjoy our Sunday. And I can't wait till tonight when the Bears take on the Texans. Hopefully, they don't embarrass us on primetime TV, which sometimes happens with this team. But I'm excited, though. And like I said, I'm going to enjoy having some time to do a couple errands, man, before I have to run over to the stadium later. So,
well, I will say this, brother. Enjoy the game, man. And I'm looking forward to chatting with you soon.
Yes, sir, man. We'll holler tomorrow. And audience, we appreciate you guys and your continued support and rocking with us, staying patient with us as A-Dub and I are freaking busy as fuck. But guess what, man? We still try to make time for this show. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Bear the fuck down. Go Bears.
Go Bears.